today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line as we launch into hour number three. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And all of the features you'll find there are completely free. That's freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, let's change gears now that we're in a different hour and talk about the exciting issue of the Consumer Price Index. Good God, why do you want to talk about this?
I think the Consumer Price Index is important because they use it. This is how they judge inflation, and they use it to sort of...
They, meaning the government.
The government, the media sort of plays in with them. Just
well, the government puts a report out, and the media just parrots it.
And it's used to sort of give us untruths about our monetary system and that kind of thing. Alexander writes in. He's sort of our resident economic wizard, and he's there at the Mises Institute in Alabama, and he's published
on LouRockwell.com.
Yes, he chimes in. You recently discussed the Consumer Price Index and its use as a measurement of inflationary tendencies within the economy. I thought it'd be helpful if I added my 2 cents. The Consumer Price Index was first released...
Is that 2 cents before or after inflation?
I'm not sure. We'll find out. The Consumer Price Index was first released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics in 1919 and has been published every month since. The reason they didn't start before 1919 is because we went off the gold standard in 1913. Mm-hmm. They really didn't need it at that point.
Right.
So
because there was gold backing the currency, there couldn't be inflation.
Well, there could be variations in prices, but not inflation.
Correct.
It uses a statistical measurement of market prices to capture inflationary trends in select markets. The Bureau of Labor Statistics believes that by observing changes in prices of a wide variety of goods over a period of time, inflationary tendencies can be accurately tracked. Therefore, the CPI claims to measure the rate of inflation every month and what effect it's having on the prices of certain goods.
Okay. What would be useful information?
Somewhat.
Were it accurate?
He's saying otherwise. And he says that in some ways it is accurate. So it just kind of shows the shell game that's going on, too.
Okay.
The CPI is generally pretty straightforward, but there are different types of indexes. The CPIW, or CPI for urban wage earners and clerical workers, seeks to calculate the rate of change in the prices of goods that clerical or wage earners consume. The CPIU, or CPI for all urban consumers, observes the rate of price changes for goods that are purchased by all urban consumers.
Hmm.
The reason for a certain CPI is cited over another depends on what the statistic will be used for. But they never say, this is the CPIW, this is the CPIU.
They just say
this
is CPI.
The core CPI. They don't say any of that stuff. They just say CPI, Consumer Price Index. So... The reason for laborers and wage earners tend to use the CPIW to calculate the needed percentage increases in wages so that their salaries can be kept up with inflation. The CPIU is primarily used to understand the effect of inflation on the average consumer in any urban setting. For most intents and purposes, the CPIU is what is primarily used when discussing inflation and positive changes in the general price level.
Okay.
There is yet another CPI, and it's called the core CPI. The core CPI also tries to measure changes in prices of goods and services that urban consumers purchase. The main difference between the core CPI and the CPIU is that the core CPI discriminates against certain volatile products. The volatile products are consumption goods that are said to have very unstable prices that would subsequently bring about an unwanted sporadic movements of the CPI if not otherwise removed. As a result, the core CPI usually excludes commodities such as food products, energy goods, which are said to experience sudden seasonal changes in price.
Okay.
So this is the CPI that I'm talking about when I say, hey...
They leave stuff out.
They leave stuff out of the CPI. They don't put fuel in there. They don't put housing costs in there. They don't put they don't put food in there, those kind of things.
Okay.
This is the core CPI. Now, it's my understanding housing's not in the core CPI. I could be mistaken. Alexander doesn't address that. The core CPI is not used as often anymore and has been overshadowed by the Federal Reserve preferred personal consumption expenditures price index, or the the PCE, and that is published by the Bureau of Economic Analysis. The core PCE uses data on personal consumption expenditures calculated by the national income and product accounts to arrive at the rate of inflation. The core PCE also leaves out volatile food and energy prices. The difference between the core PCE and the core CPI is in method and not in necessarily what basket of goods is chosen.
Okay.
The Austrian school, this is,
the liberties-oriented school.
Right, of economics here. The Austrian school position on indexes such as the CPI and the PCE is best understood via business cycle theory and the effects of monetary inflation policy. First of all, the CPI is an average of the changes in price of particular goods and services that consumers enjoy purchasing. When mainstream economists and politicians obtain at the rate of inflation put out by the CPI, they use it as a yardstick with which to measure the price changes of all goods. If there's a good that is increasing in price quicker than the CPI, then it must mean that there is some non-inflationary expansion for, explanation for that occurrence.
Okay.
In all reality, inflation is not a positive change in the general price level, but an increase in the money supply.
That's exactly what inflation is.
Right. Inflation is an increase in the money supply. It's not an increase in the price of goods.
Prices going up is a symptom
of inflation. It's a reflection of it, right. Because there's more money out there, it takes more
money chasing the same number of goods.
Correct. When the Federal Reserve prints out money, certain industries get the newly printed money first. This new money is then used by the industry workers to purchase certain goods and services that they desire.
Like the military-industrial complex.
Right. Austrian business cycle theory holds that the prices of those goods that come in contact with the new money first will rise first, and the chain reaction will then occur within almost all prices throughout the economy. And it will. It would be too complex to get into discussion here as to why these prices rise and in what manner they rise, but the idea is that the increase in the income of wage earners, propagated by Federal Reserve inflationary practice, increases the monetary demands for certain goods and also tends to increase the real demand. Sometimes inflationary spending is concentrated in one or two industries. This results in what has come to be called an economic bubbles or isolated pockets of inflationary price movements. In addition, the use of such measurements as the CPI tend to steer the public's focus away from the idea that inflation could be anything other than a general increase in prices. See, this is what his point is. He thinks that the CPI is bad because it just sort of shows that prices are going up. It doesn't show why prices are going up.
It obscures the cause of inflation, is what he's saying?
Maybe not obscures, but...
Because everybody just
distracts.
Everyone just accepts inflation.
And inflation is a reality.
Right. They,
that's
they
the way
just
they see it.
Take it as it is. And they say, oh, well, the number's down. It's 2%. It's no big deal. We can live with that.
When inflation occurs all the time because the government's always putting new money into the, increasing more, the amount of money out there.
When in fact, inflation itself needs to be opposed because the system is just bad. The system of printing money, fiat currency. And that's what creates inflation.
It's absolutely true, and I have a quote from John Maynard Keynes that I'm going to read at the end of this.
And he's not an Austrian school.
He is not, but he has a great quote on this subject.
Okay.
It is because of CPI indexes that individuals have come to think of inflation as a positive movement of prices of goods and not an increase in the quantity of money brought on by the Federal Reserve open market operations.
Okay.
In other words, the CPI informs people that the cause of a rise in prices, well, a rise in prices. The CPI hides the idea that inflation can be independently measured from an increase in prices.
Mm-hmm.
What has been discussed is more of
It's using the symptom to measure the problem.
Right. It's more of a normative...
And it's a selective view of the symptom.
And it doesn't even mention the problem.
Right.
There's no mention that the reason for inflation is that the government is dumping money.
Inflation is the problem.
Currency notes into the market.
Inflation is the problem, but it's accepted as okay.
I shouldn't say worthless. They have worth to them. But,
Virtually worthless.
Unbacked fiat currency notes into the market. Let's see. What has been discussed is more of a normative economic analysis of CPI as opposed to a positive economic analysis, yet there are as many economists who have also have problems with the way CPI is actually calculated. So there you have it. The CPI and the PCE are just two more ways the government gets away with the crimes it's committing. So I guess the core CPI is sort of the tricky one, the one that they sort of lie about, and they use that a little less now. But they switch between these CPIs and use them whichever
the one's lowest, right?
Right. Whatever's convenient for them at the time.
Yeah.
Let me read John Maynard Keynes' very short quote. By continuing the process of inflation, government can confiscate secretly and unobserved an important part of the wealth of their citizens. I'm not sure what the unimportant part of my wealth is, but they're confiscating
it. Keene supported that. More on the way, 800-259-9231, at least as I understand it. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Dead Enders for Midas, February 13, 2007, gold $667.90, ounce gold coins are $689.42, $346.80 for half, $173.40 for quarter ounce, that's $689.42, $346.80, and $173.40. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window, fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion, 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso, 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee, 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. And then again, the packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, and you can support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. There's 35 categories of products for you to choose from. Free Super Saver shipping on many of their items. and great prices, great selection. You really can't beat it. Plus, a percentage of your purchase will go to benefit Free Talk Live if you shop and start your experience by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And do you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich and order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com or 800-657-5066. So, Mark, I mentioned earlier tonight that there's some news out of Mexico. Since we talked about the borders and everything has seemed appropriate enough.
Right.
Mexican President Felipe Calderon's government wants to decriminalize first-time possession of small amounts of drugs in a move likely to draw criticism from U.S. anti-narcotics officials. Under the proposed legislation, users found for the first time with 2 grams or less of marijuana, that's a personal level of possession.
I'd say so.
Not a lot at all.
No, not a lot at all.
And small amounts of other drugs ranging from cocaine to methamphetamine would not be prosecuted. Now, sounds pretty good so far. It sounds like a step in the right direction. And on its face, I'd support it. It is, I believe, a step in the right direction. However, there was a very similar piece of legislation that was being talked about in Mexico last year.
Right.
And
it basically would have just decriminalized small amounts of pretty much everything.
Right. The bill passing through Mexico's Senate on its way to Congress is a toned-down version of the legislation that Calderon's predecessor, Vicente Fox, pushed through last year, but later vetoed after angry objections from Washington. While the legally punishable amounts of drugs found on a first-time user are smaller than under last year's bill, and I don't recall it being... I recall last year's bill being smaller, but I'll take their word for it. The legislation appears to contrast with the tough stance Calderon has taken against drug trafficking. Since taking office on December 1st, he has sent thousands of troops to smuggling and production areas racked by violence that killed 2,000 people last year and has extradited top drug lords to the United States for trial because we all know that the drug war is going to be brought to a close by increasing the amount of militarism of the police. That'll put a stop to it. That'll stop all the violence. That'll end the killing. Ruling National Action Party Senator Alejandro Gonzalez, who heads the Senate's Justice Commission, supports the bill, said on Monday that decriminalizing possession of small quantities of drugs and taking some pressure off of addicts would free up resources needed to pursue dealers. He says this isn't a legalization, we're going to go much harder against the drug dealers. So the allegation is that they're going to leave the little guys alone so they can go after the pushers. Which, again, why? Can't we just go all the way? Why do we have to have this mealy-mouthed crap legislation? I mean,
I don't think people... I support the direction they're going with it. And
it's just barely a step.
You're assuming that they're going to have any more luck or they're going to try any harder to go after the dealers. I mean, that could just be something that they're saying in order to get this through.
That's true.
So I don't know that they will have any more luck or that they will try any harder. And obviously, cracking down on the dealers is going to have all the same problems that are associated with drug legalization that we talk about, or illegal prohibition that we talk about here all the time.
Right.
It's
just they won't be throwing people in the clink for having a gram of pot anymore.
Right.
And as far as I'm concerned,
and that would be
good.
That's a big help in this country. That would be a huge thing.
And yes, Washington is going to get very angry about this. The politicians there see any sort of threat to the status quo in the war on drugs as a major problem to be fought against. Indeed, Gonzalez said the Senate could vote on the bill as early as next week. The proposal then pass on to the lower house of Congress. Mexico's under intense pressure from Washington to crack down on Mexican cartels, which ship heroin, South American cocaine, and locally produced methamphetamine over the border. But authorities, which, by the way, they're only doing because it's illegal. If drugs were legal in the United States, all of those things could be produced right here in the good old USA. It could be made here at home.
That's right.
No more need for outsourcing. But authorities are also struggling to control a growing problem with Mexico's borders as more drugs are consumed in cities and villages across the country. Gonzalez said part of the bill would facilitate the fight against illegal drugs by giving state governments more power to pursue dealers and by increasing prison sentences. All drug trafficking is currently the responsibility of the federal police. Repeat offenders proven to be addicts would face no charges for small-time possession under the bill. And Gonzalez said last year's legislation was blocked primarily because the quantities outlined were too large. So maybe Mexico is actually going to have the courage to go through with this without allowing the scary, scary people in the DEA and Washington, D.C. to step in between them and the right decision. I think it's a small step in the right direction, one that could actually result in a little bit of extra tourism for Mexico as well, a little bit of drug tourism. For instance, you've got Amsterdam, which has certainly a significant...
It doesn't really open Mexico up for that, though. I mean, you're just talking about legalizing for first-time possession less than
but
two.
It even says here repeat offenders who are proven to be addicts.
But then again, how would you
face charges?
How would you get first-time... How would you get convicted the first time?
If you're
time
not arrested.
Right, if you're not arrested. So that's interesting.
Maybe they'll just remember you or something.
It seems unlikely.
But it could increase. I wouldn't expect that it would increase it a lot, but it could increase some tourism to Mexico. I mean, if it becomes sort of known that you can go down there and not face a Mexican jail cell for snorting a little coke or...
That's a frightening concept.
Something like that. What, going to a Mexican jail?
It sure is.
Have you heard things?
I've heard all kinds of things. It seems to me that the last place I would want to go to jail is a third world country.
It makes prison in the U.S. seem like Club Med, huh?
Yeah.
So I think that might encourage a few more people to go to Cancun and that sort of thing. Maybe... score a little bit of pot and not have to worry about it. That's kind of nice, taking that burden off of the tourism industry, because people that go on trips, whether they're business-level people or people just looking to have a good time, they like to have their drugs, and nobody wants to get arrested for it. So that could be a good thing for them, for their tourism industry. And it'll be interesting to see what Washington's response is going to be here. I don't predict it's going to be very positive. Don't predict it's going to be very happy.
No, I don't think that they're going to be real happy with
it. And they might use it as another excuse to crack down on the border. I don't know how they're going to play this off. I know that when...
Between immigration, terrorism, and drugs, the border is going to be a really unpleasant place.
It already is, and it's getting worse. As we talked about in hour number one of the show, they've got exit interviews, all kinds of very totalitarian things going on at the border.
Roving patrols inside the United States looking for I don't even know what.
And
stops.
When Canada was talking about more liberal laws in regards to marijuana, the DEA and the Drug Administration got very upset, and they threatened Canada with trade restrictions over this.
Canada.
Yeah, they threatened Canada, so you know this is going to come Mexico's direction as well. I just hope they have the courage to push through this and make this decriminalization bill happen. Because it is a step in the right direction. It will show, it will keep people out of jail cells. Innocent people who've never harmed anybody else, people that just wanted to get high. Nothing wrong with that. People by nature want to modify their existence. They want to alter their states. It's human nature. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. Tim's the packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. Enjoy those. That does include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Shrine.freetalklive.com gets you to it. There are dozens and dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo, and we put them up on our shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. And who's the most pro-liberty individual in the United States Congress? Many would say that it's Ron Paul. Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th of 2007. Meet presidential candidate Congressman Ron Paul and other influential people who support your freedom. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We're talking about a few moments ago how Mexico is actually considering, and I think it's about time for this, they're considering partial decriminalization of most all drugs. They're going to allow for partial possession in that you can have under 2 grams of marijuana, a small amount of methamphetamine, a small amount of cocaine. They didn't go through the laundry list of the various different drugs, but I got the impression that it was going to be pretty much all of them. So you can have a personal use amount of these drugs and not fear arrest in Mexico if this law goes through. And I hope they do it. In similar news, I also hope that Hawaii takes some action on something they're looking at doing. According to the AP, a bill to legalize some prostitution in the islands has the backing of at least 14 state lawmakers and many women's rights advocates.
Huh.
Supporters say they mainly want to start debate of the sensitive topic and explore alternatives to decades of selling sex on Honolulu streets. They include 13 co-sponsors in the House, one sponsor in the Senate, and the Hawaii Women's Coalition, whose members represent more than 200 organizations. And it makes sense that women's organizations would be behind an effort like this, because if you care about women, you should want to get them off the streets and out of the dangerous business of black market prostitution, if you care at all about women.
Right. I mean, you know, as many problems as prostitution can create, you know, communicable diseases, legalizing it can address some of these issues, and it certainly takes out the very worst, most violent portions of the equation.
Absolutely does. House Bill 982, though, might not pass this year. It appears unlikely the bill will even get a hearing this session, and this is a problem that we see with the war on drugs. We see it with the war on prostitution. Even though there's, in many cases, significant popular support for these ideas.
Right, people willing to engage in a debate.
People don't want to engage in that debate.
Right.
For instance, anti-drug organizations here, or anti-drug war organizations here in the States, have many times challenged the drug warriors to open forums, public debates, and they get turned down time after time. They don't want to talk about it. They have the status quo. The
right.
status quo is in their corner. They like it just fine. They
if
love
you don't
their,
follow
big
our rules,
their big budgets.
If you don't follow our rules, you're going to go to jail. We don't want to talk to you about this crap.
Right.
Shut up and obey the rules.
Well, it's because
that's all they have to say.
Right. They and maybe it's because they know they're wrong. Maybe it's because they know what they're doing to people is just despicable. That is locking in the locking individuals into jail cells because they engaged in what is considered a consensual crime. People, two adults, whether they be an individual selling drugs to another individual purchasing them, or a lady selling, or a man selling sex to another individual who's purchasing it, be it you have two adults making a decision to contract with one another for products and services. There's nothing wrong with that, and we need to start talking about it here in the United States and around the world where there are similar laws. The decriminalization bill in Hawaii would permit sexual favors done in private, and it would designate areas where prostitution is allowed. The Reverend Pam Vessels of the United Church of Christ in Kalaupapa on Molokai said, "In general, talking about sex is scary for people. Do we really care if consenting adults are engaging in sexual acts for money?"
I don't know why we would.
I think it's an excellent question.
You know, we asked, if you remember, this has been years, but Todd, before he became a show host,
mm-hmm.
He called in and we asked him about it, and he said, "Oh, I can't even answer that. I've got a wife." That was his reason for not answering. Whoa, wait a minute.
That's
I'm
absurd.
Not suggesting that you would go to the hooker. I'm just saying, don't you think that somebody who's not in a committed relationship
right.
should be allowed to, you know, contract with a hooker?
Whoever it is. An old man, business travelers. There's all kinds of different clients out there.
Well, business travelers usually implies that they're traveling away from home and therefore breaking their vows.
I don't know about that. There are plenty of single business travelers that are looking for a little bit of action.
Well, why not stay at home? And why not get action at home then? Then you're not a business traveler. You just use the terminology.
Talking about business travelers.
I'm just saying, you use the terminology as to differentiate that they're traveling.
Anyway, the bill's advocates hope more lawmakers will support it as time passes. A resolution could be introduced asking the Legislative Reference Bureau to study the proposal. Soliciting prostitution carries a $500 fine and up to 30 days jail time.
And usually your name in the paper.
Yep, and that's all jail time that the taxpayers are paying for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I don't want to pay to keep people like that in a jail cell. They aren't hurting anyone
yeah.
at all.
I don't want to pay for it.
In fact, I think they're helping people. I think if you were to legalize prostitution, you'd see rape instances go down.
I think you would, too.
You would have prostitutes who would be able to legitimately advertise their services. You could open up to the phone book, and if you're some freak who's really into violent sex, guess what?
Somebody
there's
out there will supply some kind of
right.
simulation like that for
there's going to be a lady out there that's into receiving that sort of thing. I'm telling you, there are people like that. I don't know if you believe me or not, but it's true. I've talked to them.
And besides perhaps diminishing cases of rape, it would also, I've heard a psychologist speculate that it increases people's mental health. It takes a lot of the people who are on the fringe of slipping into...
People who aren't getting sex, you mean?
People who aren't getting human touch.
I see.
And if they're able to pay for that, that it helps keep them on this side of the
more
fringe,
sane,
as opposed on to that side. So it decreases homelessness.
Representative
so understood.
Bob Herc says it's one of those bills you do it for public dialogue instead of trying to get it passed, said one of the co-sponsors. Prostitutes have a hard time getting help if they're hounded by the police in addition to facing the dangers of their profession, said Tracy Ryan, the head of the Hawaii Libertarian Party. Extensive arrest records make it difficult for them to find legitimate jobs when they want to get out of prostitution. So, again, it's a self-perpetuating problem. The fact that it is illegal to be a prostitute makes you look bad because you've got a crime on your record.
Right. Once you're convicted of a prostitution, you're a hooker for the rest of your life, as far as everyone's concerned.
All you know is hooking.
Yeah.
Extensive arrest records, by criminalizing them, you're only adding to their problems, said Ryan, and she's absolutely right, or he, I'm not sure if Tracy's a man or a lady. Honolulu police made 339 prostitution arrests in 2005, 255 in 2004, accounting for less than 1% of total arrests, according to annual crime reports. Those are 339 people whose lives could have been uninterrupted. Those are 339 people who had to spend hours, maybe even days, being processed by the system and going to jail and having
dealing with the cops, and God knows what happened to them in jail. Bad things can happen.
Major Kevin Lima, the commander of the Narcotics and Vice Division, says he opposes the bill because it would be more difficult for police to investigate child prostitution if paying for sex between adults were legal. Oh, we're doing it for the children, Mark. We're keeping prostitution illegal for the children.
Isn't it always for the children?
I wonder, they made 339 prostitution arrests in 2005. How many were children?
Right, how many? Are you finding them there, buddy?
Honolulu has a long history of prostitution, from red light districts of Chinatown during World War II to the streetwalkers in Waikiki. Prostitution remains a problem today in part because Hawaii is such a popular tourist destination.
People coming in, people going out, you never know. Yep. You can't look for your standard criminals.
Some spokeswoman for the Hawaii Catholic Church and the executive director for the Hawaii Family Forum said these women should be helped out of their situation, but legitimizing them is not the answer. You, Kelly Rosati, hate women, apparently, and you hate freedom. More on the way, 800-259-9231. Should we legalize prostitution? Your thoughts if you make the call. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we need your vote. It's a once-a-month sort of thing. You can go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute's time. All you need is your email address. Very simple. And it makes a big difference for us when you vote for the show, because the more votes we have, the higher we are in the podcast rankings. I believe we're number 2 right now in the world.
I believe that darn Potter kid has knocked us out of the number 1 slot.
Yeah, he's a tough one, that Harry Potter.
Don't like him much, I can tell you. You know, I used to think the books were great and everything, but with these darn Potter podcasts.
Well, anyway, your votes still make a difference, even being in the top 10. So we're number 2 right now. It's still good because more people are going to see the show, come across the message of freedom and liberty, and it just takes a moment for you to vote. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. Talking about the Hawaii proposal. It is a legislated proposal, a piece of legislation that is purporting to legalize, at least partially, at least a good chunk of the prostitution business, talking about allowing sexual favors done in private and designating areas where prostitution is allowed. It's a step in the right direction. I certainly support it. I think it's better than a total ban on prostitution. I don't know if you have to go through all of the rigmarole of what they're trying to do. I think that all you really need to do to solve the problem of prostitution is to fully legalize it, to decriminalize it or legalize it, whichever term you want to use, make it so people can do this as a legitimate business. And you will see that if you take those steps, instead of what they're doing here, and that is saying, okay, you can be a streetwalker between Main Street and 3rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want women walking the streets, do we? I don't want that. It's nasty. It's the low end of the business.
Right.
And it would be eliminated entirely. Streetwalkers would be eliminated, and pimps would also be eliminated by legitimate business people who would be able to run brothels out of their homes or business locations, and people would go to them like they do in Nevada and purchase sexual services. It's private. It's safe. They're inspected. They're sexual inspections that go on at these legitimate brothels.
People want to know that the prostitute that they're visiting and paying for doesn't have some kind of horrible communicable disease.
Right. Try getting a certificate of cleanliness from the woman walking the street at night. That's just not going to happen.
No.
But yet, for some reason, there are still people out there who aren't the police. The police are against this because they love their big vice budgets. But Kelly Rosati, spokesperson for the executive director, or she's the executive director of the Hawaii Family Forum. She says these women should be helped out of their situation, but legitimizing them is not the answer. Oftentimes, she says, the point at which a woman is arrested is where help begins.
Really? What kind of help does she get getting a job later?
None.
None, Kelly.
This is exploitation, Mark, and the woman deserves to be helped out of this industry.
I would concur, but I would say the only way to...
I wouldn't concur. It's not exploitation. Some women...
Helped out of the industry, I think, is probably... It's not a great thing. I wouldn't think that life as a hooker is not a good thing.
I don't know if you've been around for the interviews that we've had with prostitutes over the years.
I guess I have.
But it depends on who you talk to. Now, in the black market prostitution world, the low-end prostitutes, the whores, the hookers, are the streetwalkers.
Mm-hmm.
And as I understand it, they represent approximately 15% of the industry. A minority of the industry are streetwalkers. The majority of the women in this industry are in-call girls and out-call girls.
Right.
Women whom you can telephone and have them come to your residence or place of business for some sexual activity, or you can telephone them and they will have you come to them, depending on how they're running their business. And that's the way most of it is. If anyone's being exploited in the prostitution industry, it's the streetwalkers, the ones who are essentially probably crack addicts, meth heads,
mm-hmm.
women who are hooked on drugs, and they get together with somebody who's going to pimp them out. He takes a percentage of their money and gives them drugs or whatever it is that their deal is. If anyone's being exploited, it's them. And they're being exploited because the industry's illegal. If you turn it over to the legal world, if you turn it over to business people, go to Nevada, go to the Bunny Ranch, and ask those women if they're being exploited. They'll tell you they're taking those suckers for a ride, baby. $100 an hour or $200 an hour,
yeah, I would think
or whatever the heck it is that they're charging.
Some incredible sum.
They're exploiting their customers, in my opinion. Of course, I don't really believe that. It's a voluntary transaction between two individuals, one trading cash, the other trading their time and efforts, and they both walk away satisfied. In fact, I bet if you're not satisfied by the Bunny Ranch, there's probably a money-back guarantee.
Oh, I suspect there's not. But
there's probably some sort of satisfaction guarantee. I know I'd have one for my prostitution business.
Probably something.
So it's just not true that it's exploitation. 85% of the women in the industry...
I didn't say that it was exploitation.
You agreed with that statement.
I said that I agreed that it was... I was saying that I didn't think it was a good life.
And that's your opinion. And they would probably disagree with you. The ones that have, for instance, paid for college by this particular trade, the ones that have put their kids through college through this particular trade, some people who perhaps, they've found this a very lucrative business. While you have the body, you might as well use it. And if you're doing it in a safe way, in a safe business, where there's sexual transmitted disease testing going on, the risks are relatively low. I would say you've got higher risk being a porn star than you do being a prostitute in the state of Nevada.
I think you might be right.
Because in many cases, porn stars are
right. Who's
having
certified there?
Protected sex. There may be some certification involved, but I don't know to the extent.
I don't know.
So she says it's exploitation and the women deserve to be helped out of this industry. Well, 85% of the women go into it on a voluntary basis.
Hmm.
And it would be 100% if the business were legitimate. You know what? I think women like Kelly Rosati are just jealous of the women that go into prostitution. She's probably a little frumpy, you know, a little on the ugly side, maybe a little plain Jane. She's a little jealous. I'm not saying that prostitutes in general, streetwalkers, are beautiful or anything like that. You've got to go to the in-call girls and the out-call girls to get the ones that are attractive. But I think she's a little bit jealous of the women that can and do have sex for money. Anyway, others argue the real issue is that homes and businesses, business owners do not want prostitutes in their communities, and they don't get much help in jail, said the said Meta Chesney Lind, a University of Hawaii criminologist and the author of The Female Offender. It's certainly true that they don't get much help in jail, but I think that homeowners and business owners who are getting uppity about prostitutes being in their communities need to understand they're there right now. Those prostitutes, they're there now. And if you legalize the business, you get them off the street level, which essentially makes them invisible. Now, okay, yeah, inevitably, if we're going to have legitimate prostitution, there's going to be business locations where there might be signage and that sort of thing. But we already have adult video stores, and
a lot of people don't like those either.
I know they don't like them, but we don't want to make that illegal too, do we?
No.
Okay, so let's just allow people to conduct business in the way they want to. If you don't want to rent to them, then don't rent to them. If you're a business owner or a landowner in Hawaii or wherever this goes to be legal, and you have a problem with prostitution, then you and your little friends who have a problem with prostitution can all go buy houses in the same neighborhood together, and you can keep those whores out if you want to. But for the rest of us that enjoy freedom, and for the rest of us that appreciate the freedom to do business and transact business with others on a voluntary basis, why don't you just let us the F alone? How about that? 800-259-9231. Here's a quick question for you from the bulletin board system, Mark, to get your answer on it. It's from some guy whose name I can't even read, Joe. He says, I'm having to make a tough choice. I think I've made my decision, but I want to see what you have to say. Here's my situation. I have two possible love interests. They're almost the same person, both libertarians, both atheists, and pretty much we have everything else in common as well. I have to decide which one I want to be with, and the only factors I have to go by are the hot girl doesn't smoke marijuana, and the cute girl does. I myself am an everyday pothead. It doesn't bother the hot girl that I smoke, but she has vowed to never do it. What do you think?
You're telling me that the girls are exactly the same, and the only difference is hot or pot.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody shared my interest, I would probably consider that strongly. You know, hot's great and everything. I don't know. That was the
cute
strangest
one.
Thing.
Go with the cute one. They're both going to get older, get over the shallowness, and enjoy smoking a bowl with your new girlfriend. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.